All right, so we're going to continue in this topic, but we'll pick up the next piece of Gemara. Actually, anybody think a little bit more about the Rashi and the Rashba? Hold on one second. So in other words, let's just go back quickly over the Gemara we were doing the other day. That the question was, what does Rav Nachman mean? Well, when he says the halacha is like Beis Menashe. Beis Menashe Bar Menachem. Right? So what does the Gemara say? In other words, the problem was, why don't you say that they're an odd family, and they like to make juice out of Rimonim, but that doesn't make it into a juice for everybody, for the whole world, right? So the Gemara says it's really like Chista, like Rav Chista, that you can be machshavit. That he means to say that what? Kevan d'achshavinhu havaluhu mashke. Just like it says by the mikvah. If the guy squeezes the traden into the mikvah, it's a mashke. But mistaver, it's not that most people squeeze a traden into for juices. So you see that no matter what you squeeze, it seems like if you do it for mashke, then you machshav into a mashke and it's aser. Right? So the problem is, though, that seems to contradict the whole brisa, because the brisa says you can squeeze pagin, uprishin, and uzdrin, because nobody does that. But if the whole idea now is that whatever you machshav as a mashke is a mashke to you, so then the whole brisa is then it's a steer now to the brisa. So that's what the Rashba mentions, right? It's an obvious question. So the Rashba says that Rashi took care of this question by saying in Achanami. But whatever you squeeze from Mashkin does have a shame Mashka and would be usher. Right? So when the Brisa said you can squeeze those things, it was Lamatkan, it was to sweeten them. Right? And that's the only difference, that if you're squeezing it Lamatek, then we're Machalik between Rimonim and the Pagin and Uzdrin and Prishin. Things that other people squeeze for juice, even though it's not very common, we don't let you squeeze those, even Lamatkan. Because with Choshish, you're going to adopt that practice, as odd as it is. But something that nobody ever squeezes for juice, there's no issue to squeeze them Lamatek. So we're not choshesh that you're going to do that, okay? But the Rashi says v'nim so the pirush Rashi zal dafilu pagiyin va'ozdrin osur l'sochtem betoch kara l'hotzi mehen mashke. It comes out according to Rashi that if you had kavana for the mashke, it'd be osur even if it was these odd fruits. Ve'ino mechuvar, he says he doesn't like that. But the question is, why not? I mean, that's a simple reading of the is a stira. He just does, what is it that he doesn't like about it? That's what we're wondering. Does he think it's a forced answer, or does he not like the idea that anything can be a mashke? Right. So the way he learns it is like this: V'yesh mishapir shatusim v'rimonim v'kfashim staman l'mashkehu b'shesochton. Yeah. So he's going to have to say that those things, the Tusim and the Rimonim, are Stama Lamashka. What does he mean, Bisha Sochton? When you squeeze them? V'achshavinu, so where's the achshavinu? V'havale Mashka. Kevan de'ika k'tzas b'nei adam de'sochtu l'hu k'beis menashi. Ovo pagiyin v'azdrin de'she'ein darkon shol b'nei adam l'sochton. Afilu sochit l'hu hai botlo daito etzol kol adam. V'lo havi mashke ela k'mefarik ochel mitoch ochel. But these other fruits that nobody squeezes, even if you intended to do it for a drink, You said, I want to have this quince juice now. I'm in the mood for quince juice. You would be considered botla daito etzol kol adam. And it would just be mefarek ochel mitoch ochel. Right? Hilkach sochten ochel osan lechatchil afilu toch kara. Behind the shari lehu, tana the brice of zed nochon. V'chein pirish mori rav ramban. V'chein nir b'dvera ufasizal. Sheposa kestama the brice of the sochten lechatchil b'pagi and b'prishin b'uzdrin. And that's the right, this is the right answer. This is the way the Ramban answers it. This is, seems the way from the, seems like the Rif learns this way. The Rambam also seems to learn this way. There's no qualification. Just these things it says you can squeeze. Even straight into a cup. Even straight into a cup. Why? Because you say, bottle daite as kodam. I guess you got to read like this. Now, the other ones are saying it's that the tusan rimon amastaman lamashkehu. So if you squeeze them and you want them, then it's going to be asr. Because since there are some people, in other words, you're going to have the zaysim and another objective. This is like the way Chaim was saying. And originally, the zaysim and rimonim objective. The shar peros are also objectively not mashkin. And the tusan rimonim, since you see base menashi, if you could adopt their practice or not adopt their practice. But if you do, there's a reality to it. But Alpi Svara, what's the machlokas in Svara? The machlokas in Svara is, can you be machshiv anything into a mashke? Or do you say, no, batal daite tzokol adam? Right? Just factually. So you take a look at the Bir Halacha as a nice, Bir Halacha brings in all the shitas, you know. And he says basically that almost everybody holds like this, except for Rashi and the Tosfos, and he's not even sure if they keep their positions all the way through. And that's why the Mechaber says you can squeeze a lemon on Shabbos, because it's considered not lemashkin, right? So it's a difficult machlokas to define over here. I think it's a difficult machlokas to define. And in general, the inyan of the malacha of shechita is in general a little bit difficult to define. Like I mentioned to you the other day, that later on the Gemara, and this is the way we pass, the way the Rambam brings down the halacha. I mean, the Mechaber doesn't mention, but the Gemara says, and the Rambam has, and the Rif seems all that way, that midoraisa, the only shechita is yayin and shemen. The only shechita midoraisa, that's what Rav says, is zaysim v'anavim. Zaysim v'anavim. Take a look at Rashi on that. Zaysim v'anavim. It's on the bottom of Kuf Mem Hei Amin Aleph. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi Omar Rav. Davar Torah Einu Chayev El Al Drisas Zaysim v'anavim Bilvad. Davar Torah, klomar, asr Torah malacha. It's funny, Rashi. Why do you have to say that? Asr Torah malacha. Vidrichas zaysim vanovim. Hu dehavi malacha. Aval shar drichos. What does he say? For effect, please. Lavor chayev hachi. Could have been dramatic, whatever. V'lav malacha ninu. Yeah, so what's interesting? What's interesting about Rashi? Take two. What's interesting about Rashi is interesting. I mean, well, why should that be? Why should that be that on this malacha, only Zaysim v'anavim can become Arnisa Daraisa? And it's interesting. I mean, it's this mashma from Rashi that it's dafka drichas zeisim v'anavim, which means, you know, the way they actually do it, stepping on it, smushing it. Not, I don't know. I'm wondering. I'm a suppik about that. Would you say, would Rashi say if you took a cluster of grapes and squeezed them in your hand? Could be that same thing as drichas zeisim v'anavim. But what's his reasoning? He says lavor chayu b'hachi. Shar drichos lavor chayavachi. V'lav malocha ninu. Now what's strange about that? If I were to tell you schitas and issa deraisa,
And what's the Isser? We can say it's Mefarik, right? And what is Mefarik? We could say it's Dash, okay? So if I would tell you there's a Malacha of Shabbos and it's a Deraisa of Mefarik, which is what? Taking out the juice from where it's contained, right? And Rashi describes it very nicely on, where is it, Sadi Aleph? Sadi Hey. Mefarik. The Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about what's an Isser of Mefarik. So it's talking about the milking an animal. I think it's milking over here. So Rashi says, why is it Mefarik? Kamo Mefarik Masoi. It's like unloading a burden. Sheporek Ochel Mimokom Sheniskasebo. Vahava told us Dosh. Just trying to explain, how is it considered, in what way is Cholev Mefarik? Because you have a food, you're unburdening the thing from its food, from its package. It's like it's viewed like two separate entities, right? You're unloading one from the other. You understand? So what are the two entities? You're taking the food from the place where it is covered. That's like dash. Because dash has the chita. It's contained in the stalk. And you're separating it out. So if I would tell you there's a malacha daraisa of mefarek by squeezing juices, right? Knowing a little bit about malacha of Shabbos, would you be surprised if I would tell you it's only by zesim and anavim? I would be surprised if somebody would tell me that. Why? Because what do you normally do in Shabbos? Normally universalize, right? For instance, if somebody would tell me that dash only applies to wheat or to things that are like chitim, I would say that's not right. Because it's true, disha was done in the Mishkan, but we universalize all the time. And we look for the underlying process, right? So now, why would it be over here that we have another process of juicing something, and yet we limit it to particulars? It's very un-Shabbos-like. It's not Shabbos-dick. Right? It'd be like if I tell you writing is only, with certain instruments, or certain colors, or certain inks. It's true. There are certain colors. There are certain inks. But what's the difference? Take an orange. That's and I squeeze it for orange juice. That's not mefarik. Yeah. Go ahead.
We're talking. It has to be something that's recognized.
So for instance, it's a favorite example of mine. I must have mentioned it a number of times already. In the beginning of the Lamed Tes Malachos, so one is a case brought down the Gemara of Zomer v'tzarach leitzim. Right? Ayin Dalet on the base. Right? I'm sorry, Ayin Gimel on the base. Zomer v'tzarach leitzim. Chayev shtayim. Achas v'shem kotzer v'acham v'shem noteya. So Zomer is a malacha of noteya. Right? Because you're helping the thing grow. That's noteya, helping something grow. But why is it kotzer? Because kotzer means harvesting something. So normally, if I'm Zomer, all I'm doing is a tick into the tree, helping the tree grow. But if I want the Eitzim, then I'm also considered the Kotzer, right? So Tosus asks, why don't I say, there's another Machlokas, if you say, is Malacha Shein Shvich Lugu V'chayv or not, right? Where's, what's his name? Shai. Where's Shai today? I don't know. Malacha Shein Shvich L'Gufa, right? So what's Malacha Shein Shvich L'Gufa? It's where you do the Malacha, but for another reason, correct? So Tosfos asks, well, if you see that when I do Zomer and I want the Eitzim, it's Kotzer, so why don't you say every time I do Zomer, it's a Malacha Shein Shvich L'Gufa of Kotzer? Right? What? Is it really a Tosfos, or am I making it up?
Wait.
Okay.
It's two separate Malachas.
In other words, is Kotzer, when you're cutting the tree down, when you're cutting the branches off, right? So he's saying, what makes it Kotzer or not? whether you want the Eitzim, right? Ah, but whenever you have a case like that where it's dependent on whether you want something or not, that's typically what we call Melacha Shein Shvich L'Gufa. Meaning to say, Melacha Shein Shvich L'Gufa means that the Melacha is there in form, but you're not doing it for the right reason. So for instance, I'm digging, but I want the dirt. And I say, but if you wanted the hole, you'd be chayav for choresh, let's say. Right? So we say, so according to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't matter. Once there is that surah of the malacha, because it's producing a hole, we don't care that you want the dirt. We say you're still chayav because the malacha shein shvich l'gufa. Right? So Tosa's question is, Nira dafilu Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, guys, she's wrong. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the mechayim lachas shein shvich l'gufa, ba'in and tzarach le'etzim. So Tosa says it appears over here that even if you hold lachas shein shvich l'gufa is chayav, you don't say every time you zomer, you chayav shtayim. In other words, you could. You could. Why? Because you'll say, if I'm Zomer, let's say there were a malacha of Kotzer. And the guy says, you know what? I'm pulling off this fruit because I'd like my tree to look less fruity. Right? Let's say there was a you have an apple tree. And you say, I don't like all the apples on this side. I want to have a balance. I want to have a better balance. So I'm going to pull off all the apples on this side to balance out my tree. Right, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be chayev kotzer. Why? Because it's a malacha shein shvich l'gufa. Right. So Tosa says, what about over here? Why don't you say the kotzer? Why don't you say every time you zomer, you're a kotzer, also malacha shein shvich l'gufa. Right. So he says, the lo mikri be'etzim kotzer ela be'inyin zeh. That you don't call it kotzer unless you want it. In other words, wood is not normally an entity of kotzer. When you say melacha shein shvich l'gufa, that means when you have a kavua product, and you're saying I'm going to distort it. I'm going to choose something else to make it the product. I'm going to take the minor thing and turn it into the major thing, right? I'm going to turn the melacha on its head. Picking a fruit is memela. A fruit is normally a product. That's kavua. As a product in general. And I'm going to say, I'm not taking the fruit as a product, right? That's a malacha shein shvich l'gufa. But Tosa is saying, sometimes you need your machshava to make it into a product. So if I just cut wood off of a tree because of zomer, you don't say that there's a natural identity of a product of the twigs, of the branches. So it's not a maisa malacha at all, in terms of kotzer. It's not an object of kitzira. But it's only if I intend for the kitzira, then I can turn it into a chefs, into an entity of kitzira. You understand? Sometimes, as if you have a predefined product of the maisa, like digging, then it doesn't help you not to want to do it for that product. But sometimes there is no maisa malacha at all unless you're machshav of the thing as an entity. Okay? So why am I bringing this down? B-Mac, you good?
I just don't get this. Why are the two cases different, the digging and the cutting?
Because he's saying the eitzim that you cut normally for zomer are not things that anybody keeps. Okay, so you don't say it's memela kitzira. Kitzira means harvesting a chashav entity. Harvesting only applies to chashav entities, right? So it's not a maisa of harvesting at all. You're only turning it into harvesting by being machshav it, right? Whereas a typical malacha is already kavua what the ikar is. Like by digging, it's already kavua that it's the hole. You're saying you don't want it. You're trying to distort what the definition of the maisa already is. But over here, it doesn't have a definition, right? So what's my point is this, though, that you see, we do say that machshava can create a product. Right? So just like by kotzer, normally the branches that come from zmira are not considered a cheftza of ketzira, but if you're zomer v'tzarach le'etzim, you're chayev shtayim. That seems to be divrei hakol, right? So why won't I say if I take an apple and I squeeze it for apple juice, machshev it as a mashke? Why should this be different? Why should this be different?
What's the question back on the Rashba?
Yeah. And on Rav on the Gemara Kuf Bemei, why do you say only Zaysim Vanovim? Why would you say by this malacha you can't be creative and define what your product is? Why is it I cannot be creative and define my product by this malacha?
Maybe in the Zomer case. So.
All right. So what bracha do we make on wine? Ashkenazim. Guffin. Borei pre haguffin. Right? What's the guffin? The vine. Right? The guffin is the vine. So what do we say? We're saying that the wine is really the pre of the vine. Interesting, brother. Right? It's wrong if you think it means the grape. It does not mean the grape, right? It means the vine itself. It means what's the real product of the vine? It's the yayin. And we would also have another bracha we'd have a different bracha by the shemen, the Gemara says. Right? It was in the running. But for certain reasons, we don't have it. So what is that saying, really? That is the pre-hagafen. It means to say that even in the grape, right, the grape is not the final product. The grape is not the final product of the vine. The grape really is what contains the final product of the vine. Right? See, I think that's the difficulty here by Mefarik. In order to have Mefarik, you need to have already an entity of Mashke within the Ochel. Right? Like Rashi says on Tzadi Hei, you have to be Mefarik the Ochel from where it's Mechusa. So you have to already, it already has to be defined besocha pri as a mashke. Okay? So maybe that's what Rav's din is. Maybe that's what Rav's, that's the difficulty. That's the limitation. That's why we cannot just open up the malacha of mefarek to whatever a person wants in the end. Why? Because the malacha demands a maisa on a certain kind of a cheftza already. The maisa of schita can only be done to something that exists in a special way. You understand? It already has to be a mashke besoch hadavar. It already has to exist before the malacha. It has to exist as a mashke. You understand? Before the malacha, it has to exist as a mashke. It has to exist in a differentiated state already. And you are simply removing
one thing from another. That's why some of the Rishonim say it's really very similar to Borer. Why isn't it just like a part of a Borer? Mefarik is not a creative, it's not creative like that. It's reflecting a prior identity. That's why Rashi says the term, where does the term Mefarik come from? He doesn't want to say it comes from splitting. Right? He doesn't want to say it comes from splitting. What's the term? Very interesting how Rashi comes up with this idea. You remember? He says from Prika Vatina, that you're Mefarik, an animal, from its Masoi. Meaning to say, Mefarik is only Shayach when you have a situation of something carrying another thing. You understand? And then you're Mefarik one from the other. So maybe that's what Rav's din is. Rav is saying that it's true by Zomer, Vitzorach Le'etzim. So the Eitzim exist. The Eitzim are there. They're entities. Just normally, they're not significant to your Maisa. But they are definite entities already, attached to the tree. And Kotzer is detaching something for the object that you're detaching, as opposed to Zomer, which is detaching something for the tree itself. You understand? But it's just a matter of assigning an importance to the branch that's going to turn your Zomer into a concurrent Kotzer. Right? But your machshava can't make the thing different from what it is objectively. Your machshava can be machshiv, something that exists and is normally insignificant. But it won't change what something's definition, what something's objective definition is. So since mefarek and schita requires an existence of an ochel in another substance that is mechusa by, you can't think in your mind, well, I like beet juice. I like turnip juice. So to me, this turnip really contains a mashke. That has to do with objectively the way the thing exists. You understand? I can say la'achar ha'maisa, I'm very happy to drink this juice. But that's not going to make it l'mafreya a mashke besoch a dovracher. So that's why by mefarek, the only time you can have an issa d'oraisa of mefarek is where it's kavua l'chol ha'olam objectively as a mashke first. So now I come to the grape, and it's definitely a mashke besoch hapri. And I would say that bizman hazeh, there are other things. I would say bizman hazeh, a juice orange, you'd also be chayav midraisa. It's not a gzeiras hakasuv, I don't think. I've looked into it a little more deeply. But it's not a gzeiras hakasuv of zeisin van oven.
Well, I could see a difference, though.
But it's a juice orange.
Yeah,
you hear what
you
I'm saying?
The juice. Maybe you view the juice as just, like, you view the juice as just orange juice.
Right.
I mean, whereas, like, by grapes, you don't view it as just grape juice. It's like, it's another effort.
It's a good question. It's a good question. It has to do with the question by Bracha, too. Some people want to say on the oranges that are made for juice, you make a bar of your eights. But I remember now, I mean, I have to look into it a little more, but when we did the sugi and Brachos,
yeah,
we came out that you shouldn't. We came out that it should be shakal.
I mean, if you eat it.
No, the orange juice itself, should you make a bar
priates? Wait, so how do we think?
We came out, and I remember when we did the sugi in Brachos, we came out that most Rishonim seem to hold that all juices are shakal, except for yayin and shemen. No matter what. Even if it's for it, doesn't matter.
subjectively always consider the fruit as a better use. That has to do with the question of whether the fruit, what's the better use? A more essential use of any fruit is for eating. Now, we just have so much food in America and so many, so much resources, we're willing to waste a better use and take the juice. But that doesn't make the juice a better use, objectively. Only Yayin and Shemen are considered Nishtane Le'iluya, the Gemara has it. Has to be change and elevation change in elevation. Has to go up in use. Anyhow, we'll have to keep that discussion. It could be that would be the same question by Shabbos. I don't know. I have to look into it a little bit. I have to think into it a little more. But, so it could be that that's also the question over here. That's Midaraisa. These are Gzeiros Midarabanan. But it could be that Rashi is learning that that's why the other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They hold by Schita Midrabanan, even Midrabanan when they're extending the Isser, if nobody considers it a mashkeh l'chatchila, then it's just butl daiteis of all of them. And even if you have in mind as a mashkeh, it can't change that fact. Like I said, Midrabanan, we're going to be machmir on things that some people consider a mashke, but not beyond that, because it doesn't have the tzura at all of the malacha. It's just ochel mitoch ochel. That's what the Rashi says. You just eating your traden in a strange way, right? But it could be that Rashi held like this. I'm gonna give you an answer to a difficult question. I'm not sure if it's right or not. Question on Rashi is, the question on the other Rishonim is, if we're going to say that it's Batla Daitei Tzokol Adam, so how come by the mikvah it passes the mikvah? Right? Why do we say by the mikvah it's a mashke? Correct?
Wouldn't that be a question on
the other Rishonim?
On Rashba?
Yes. So on the Rashba, how do you answer that question? How do you answer the question on the Rashba? Why don't you say that you see from the Gemara that the Traden Jews apostles the mikvah? So you see that Rashi's right. Right? I told you the Bach in the Riff has a difficulty, raises this difficulty. And it's not clear to me what he's answering. He wants to say it has to do with that mikvah is daraisa, and the other thing is not daraisa. But I'm not sure what he means exactly.
Well, isn't the comparison between this two, isn't that compared to a pomegranate?
That's the difficulty. According to Rashi, it's hard to say that's compared to pomegranates. I mean, it's difficult. It's difficult to say that traden are as are used for juice as much as pomegranates. There's no base menashe for traden. So I have a simple answer. I have a simple answer for the mikvah. How is it possible that it's not going to be a malacha on Shabbos, but it will pass the mikvah? It's simple.
Isn't talking about a different type of framework for mashke?
Yeah. Right. In other words, after the fact, you can be machshav of the mashke. Right? After the fact, you can be machshav of the mashke. But the Rashba is not impressed. Because still, it's not going to make it b'maisa a mefarik. You understand? It might make it good to make the mikvah puzzle. But it's not going to make it good to make it a maisa of mefarik. Right? So all you see, so the Rashi was saying, so what's the raya from Beis Menashe? That machshava does work on mashkin. But if you have something that is a mash, that's the interesting quirk in the malacha of schita. You can't make it a mashke. It has to exist as a mashke in the pre. So that's what we're machmer on, since there's a group of people, and that's going to depend on what the thing is predominantly used for. You understand? But that's an objective thing. So he's saying, since So midoraisa only zeisim v'anavim, and even a midrabanan, things that people never use for juices are mutl chatchila. But midrabanan, something that some people use for juices, we're machmiran, because it has a shame mashke to some people, even besoch apri. So we're machmir on that if you do it like that. But apparently Rashi learned that as long as there is a, that the structure midrabanan does not follow the structure midaraisa. Midaraisa, the mafarik, is only when it has the machal besocha, when it has the mashke besocha pri. But he held midrabanan, it's whenever there's a mashke in the end. Right? Works out nicely.
And you can define it like that?
So you see from the Tradin, you can define it like that.